السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب الله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
وصل على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
As we are close to the birthday of Maulana Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, I would like to talk about the personality of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. But first of all, speaking about personality of Amir al-Mu'minin is too difficult. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced him in Quran and thousands of rabayats are about personality and qualities of Amir al-Mu'minin, so for such a person is too difficult to talk about Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. But as Rasulullah mentioned that dhikru aliyyin ibadah, remembering Amir al-Mu'minin is ibadah, so as to act upon this beautiful hadith, I want to mention some points regarding to greatness, great personality of Amir al-Mu'minin. The question is how we can recognize, how we can understand, how we can know Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. I think the best way to know and to understand Amir al-Mu'minin is looking at verses of Quran. And the second way is that to look at narrations which received from Rasulullah and A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Those methods help us to understand Amir al-Mu'minin more. According to idea of Sunni scholars and Shia scholars, near 300 verses of Quran revealed about Amir al-Mu'minin. Let me to mention name of some of them and give you reference. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Khatib Baghdadi, Sayyuti, Ganji al-Shafi'i, Ibn Asakir, Sheikh Sulaiman Qunduzi and others, they mentioned that, they reported from Ibn Abbas alayhi salam, Ibn Abbas, that nazalat fi Ali thalatha mi'a ayah. They quote from Ibn Abbas that 300 verses of Quran revealed about Amir al-Mu'minin. It means that some of verses about the some qualities of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. And Amir al-Mu'minin is one of the person which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these qualities in that verse, for example. And this is mentioned Ibn Shahr Ashub. Ibn Shahr Ashub, one of the greatest scholars of Shia. And I want to mention some of those verses of Quran, which they claim that 300 verses of Quran reveal about Amir al-Mu'minin. I want to mention only few verses of Quran about Amir al-Mu'minin. The first one in Surah Ma'idah, verse 3. When Rasulullah in the day of Qadir appointed Amir al-Mu'minin, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came and revealed this beautiful verse that Al-Yawm akmaltu
religion be completed. The another verse in Surah Al Imran, verse 61, about the story of Mubahila. About this history, said, فَقُلْ تَعَالُوا نَتْوَ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Tell them to bring their children. Rasulullah brought Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum, your woman and our woman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a companion with Fatima sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not hesitate to send salawat in this day, day of Friday, actually the day of salawat. Sallu ala Muhammad. And said anfusana wa anfusakum. It means that Ali alayhi salam is the spirit or is the dear for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Quran know Amir al-Mu'minin as the spirit of Rasulullah. And the another verse in Surah Baqarah, verse 207. Quran said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. This verse revealed at the Laylatul Mabit. And it means that there are those among people who give their lives to seek Allah's pleasure. All of the Sunni scholars and Shia scholars believe that this verse of Quran revealed about Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
You all know about the story of Laylatul Mabit. And another verse is verse 55 of Surah Ma'idah. Quran said, innama waliyukumullah ورسوله والذين آمنوا. Your wali is Allah, only Allah, and Rasulullah and الذين آمنوا. All of them are wali for who? For all of them is not possible. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala bring three signs for the one who is wali next to Rasulullah and Allah. Said, إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا. Who is all of the الذين آمنوا, all of those who has faith? No, الذين يقيمون الصلاة, the one who constantly perform prayer. ويؤتون الزكاة, and pay zakat. وهم راكعون, during ruku pay zakat. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the day of Qadir recited this verse of Quran to introduce Amir al-Mu'minin and said, "Oh people, know that Ali is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse about him." And in lots of verses of Quran, as I mentioned, the Sunni scholars, they believe that 300 verses of Quran is about Amir al-Mu'minin because the hadith which mentioned by Ibn Abbas. And Ibn Abbas said that نزلت في علي 300 آية. 300 verses of Quran revealed about Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
After Quran narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the best way to introduce Amir al-Mu'minin. If you want to know Amir al-Mu'minin, if you want to understand Amir al-Mu'minin, we should look at the narration of Rasulullah. I want to mention few narrations of Rasulullah. The first one is that Rasulullah says that man arada an yandura ila Adam fi ilmih. If you want to see the knowledge of the Prophet Adam, wa ila Nuh fi taqwa, and piety of Prophet Nuh, wa ila Ibrahim fi hilmi, and patience of Prophet Ibrahim, wa ila Musa fi haybati, and also greatness and eminency of the Prophet Musa, wa ila Isa fi ibadati. And if you want to know the ibadat and worship of Prophet Isa, falyandur ila Ali ibn Abi Talib. Look at Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
This hadith mentioned by Bayhaqi. Bayhaqi is Sunni scholars. And also with Shaykh Tusi rahmatullah alayh in Amali. And also by Daylami in his book Irshadul Qulub. It means that Amir al-Mu'minin is the one who collects all of the unique qualities of the Prophet of God. And I want to explain this hadith by three verses of Quran. Please listen. By three verses of Quran, I want to explain this beautiful hadith. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qasas says that when Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam wanted to go to palace of Pharaoh, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. Oh Allah, you know better than me. I will kill one of the people of Pharaoh, and I afraid they may kill me because I killed one of them. وَأَخِي هارون, this is my brother Harun. وَهُوَ أَفْسَهُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا, he is more fluent in language to speak. فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَئِيَ رِدْءًا يُصَدِّقُنِي. So, oh Allah, send him with me to assist me and express my truthfulness. This is the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But when Rasulullah gave the message of Bara'ah to Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and asked Amir al-Mu'minin go to Mecca and recite this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mushrikeen, Amir al-Mu'minin didn't demand and ask Rasulullah to send someone with him. While Amir al-Mu'minin killed a lot of mushrikeen in Uhud, in Khaybar, in Badr, he didn't request Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah, send one of army with me because I killed a lot of them. I afraid they may kill me. Amir al-Mu'minin took the message and went and didn't look at the back. This is Amir al-Mu'minin. The another verse about Prophet Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, he said, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. Oh Allah, show me. Oh Allah, show me how you bring the dead back to life. كيف تحيي الموتى؟ قال أولم تؤمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Ibrahim that you not yet believe? He said, no, oh Allah, I believe, but لَكِنْ لِتَتْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِ, because I want more confidence for my heart. I want to show by my eyes in front of myself how you bring back the dead to life. But what Amir al-Mu'minin said? Amir al-Mu'minin said, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى مَزْدَتُ يَقِينَ, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى مَزْدَتُ يَقِينَ. It means that my faith and certainty would not be increased even if you remove the curtain between this material world and that spiritual world. It means that my certainty, my yaqeen, is in high level of yaqeen. This is Amir al-Mu'mini. The another verse about Maryam salamullah alayha. When she wanted to deliver the baby, the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered her to leave the masjid while she was working for masjid. She was safe for masjid. She was cleaning masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, in this time you should leave masjid. Quran said that فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَسِيًّا in Surah Maryam verse 22. But what happened for mother of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited to his house, and the wall of house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broken, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special person and a special guest. So these verses of Quran, the three verses of Quran explaining the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which said that man arada an yandura ila Adam fi ilmih wa ila Nuh fi taqwa wa ila Ibrahim fi ilmih. All of the qualities, unique qualities of Prophet of Allah collected by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad. The another beautiful narration of Rasulullah, which is about Amir al-Mu'minin, said that, Ya Ali, Ana Madinatul Hikmah. I am the Shahr of Wisdom. Wahiya al-Jannah. This city is city of wisdom. Wa anta ya Ali babuha. And you, O Ali, is the gate of this city. وَكَيْفَ يَهْتَدِ الْمُهْتَدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يَهْتَدِي إِلَيْهَا إِلَّا مِنْ بَابَهَا. How is it possible someone enter to this city without passing the gate? As the city of wisdom is Jannah, and Jannah is Rasulullah based on this hadith, Rasulullah now is, he is in Jannah. So the gate of this city should be in Jannah. Sallu ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
The another hadith from Aisha. Aisha said that at the last moment of presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah asked me to an adu'u ilayya habibi. Bring me my Habib, my dearest person. Because Habib sometimes be translated as friend. Friend is different. Habib is the one who you love him, not only regular friend, Habibi. She said, I asked Abu Bakr, and he came. Rasulullah looked at him and then turned his face. And then, for second time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Adu ilayya habibi, bring me my dearest friend." And then Hafsa, another wife of Rasulullah, asked Umar to come. He came, and same thing happened. At the third time, Aisha said that I said Rasulullah when he said Habibi, it means that Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Only Allah. This person Ali. This hadith mentioned by Khisal Sheikh Saduq. And all of the ulama mentioned this hadith, but the Khisal Sheikh Saduq mentioned this hadith with all details of this hadith. Also, the Ahmad ibn Hanbal is the leader of the sect of Hanbali. Madhhab Hanbali, Ahmad ibn Hanbal is the top leader of this group. He said, "Inna ibn Abi Talib la yuqasu bihi ahad." The son of Abi Talib, you cannot compare anyone with him. It means that he marked all of the hadith which they made it for excellency of other companion of Rasulullah. And the another hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar, not hadith, the quote actually, Abdullah ibn Umar, some of the second Khalifa, he said that if you want to know the situation of Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, look at the house of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. As the house of Amir al-Mu'minin is the nearest house to house of Rasulullah, so he is the nearest person, the close person to Amir, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, Bajjal.
So those verses of Quran and this ahadith, there are a lot of ahadith from Rasulullah about Amir al-Mu'minin, but as I mentioned in the beginning of my speech, I mentioned those hadiths because I wanted to act upon this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah said, "Dhikru Aliyan ibadah." Remembering of Amir al-Mu'minin is ibadah. Only for this I mentioned those ahadiths. And one of the scholars of Christianity, he has a very beautiful sentence about Amir al-Mu'minin. He said, "Al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib Azim al-Udama." He is the greatest of the greatest. نسخة مفردة is unique copy. لم ير لها الشرق ولا الغرب. Never seen such a person west and east. سورة تبقى الأصل, a copy which is equal to the original version. It means that is the most similar person to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to know Amir al-Mu'minin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to follow Amir al-Mu'minin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to define Amir al-Mu'minin. اللهم عجل وليك الفرج والعافية والناصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الهاشمي القرشي الذي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
وصل على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وصل على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد محمد
صل على الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب اهل الجنه
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الحادي المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه
أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله I would like to recommend myself and all of you to be careful about this mercy month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing istighfar, which is most recommended in this verse, and some other zikr. Zikr Allah, ilaha illallah, is recommended after Salat al-Fajr and before sunset. And fasting during this beautiful month of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask forgiveness for all of mu'mineen and mu'minat during this month. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
3 points I would like to mention in this khutbah. The first one, I would like to appreciate all our brothers and sisters who organized Carnival last week, last Sunday. In my opinion, that was a very beautiful carnival. And alhamdulillah, Al-Hadi teachers, Al-Hadi students, they were involved, and most of family, they were involved with this carnival. And I think our community needs such a halal pleasure and halal joy. We need such a program. Inshallah, we'll try to increase number of those programs, but this is my duty to appreciate all our brothers and sisters, they were involved with this program. Send salawat for their health.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Month of Rajab and month of Sha'ban has another name as the month of Nikah for some families. As some family, they would like to have their wedding ceremony in this beautiful month and month of Sha'ban also. I want to talk about Sidaq, about Mahriya, about Dawri. And the first point is that Dawri is wajib. And without mention and assigned Dawri in Nikah, Nikah will be batil and cancelled. The another thing that when Quran said that when the Prophet Shu'ayb want to offer his daughter to Prophet Musa, he mentioned Dawri, but in beautiful way, has a lesson for all of us. He says that قال إني أريد أن أنكحك أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين. I would like to give you one of my daughters in marriage. And then with this condition that, with this dowry that Allah أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج. The dowry is that to save me, to work for me for 8 hajj. It didn't say that for 8 years. This is a point. This is a lesson. For 8 حج for eight hajj it means that we should try to everything give the color of the religion, to give color of religion in all of duties, in all of our tasks, in all of our contracts. And when we want to designate sadaq for our children, it is better to mention some spiritual and also some material things. Because I see during these months, I see that the most of people, they mention, for example, $1,000. But as this verse of Quran is going to tell us, it is better to include some spiritual item as well. For example, one copy of Quran and one journey for Umrah, to Mashhad, to Karbala, mix them with some material thing, for example, $100, $1,000. It's up to you. But it's better to mention Quran, the first one, and the second one, one journey to Holy Shrine of Imam Raza, Holy Shrine of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, or go to Hajj or to Umrah. I remember when I was in England, a non-Muslim girl came and she converted to Islam, and after a while she got married with a Muslim boy. When I explained for her about the dowry, and I told her this is your right to request him about the dowry, he said that I want him to teach me Quran. This is my dowry. The new Muslim, after a few months, she became Muslim. She mentioned such a condescension, such a dowry. So in all of our life need spirituality. Living without spirituality, the life cannot be stand. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know better from Islam and act upon all of the point of Islam, inshallah. The another point I would like to mention, that there is one institute in Yemen as the civil coalition for monitoring crimes of aggression against Yemen by Saudi Arabia. This institute issued a report about the bomb and attack which happened by Saudi Arabia. This is shaking report, actually. Mentioned that during this 35 days war, 1,300 Yemeni were killed by war plan of Saudi Arabia. One third of this number are kids, and 3,665 Yemeni also were injured during this attack. The Muslim country, it is difficult for me to talk against an Islamic country in this country. But there is no choice. Why? Why this attack happened? What they wanted, the Yemeni nation, what they wanted? They dislike the government, that's it. And also mentioned that 327 of this number were women. They were killed. I want to ask you, are they worth and good to hosting Hajj by Saudi Arabia? As Ayatollah Uzma Javadi Amuli mentioned that. This family are not actually qualified to hosting Hajj. They kill Muslim without any reason. Numbers of hospital were destroyed. Numbers of houses, numbers of schools. Why? What is the reason? What is the reason? And unfortunately, some democratic countries helped them and confirmed them. This is the world which we are living in, this world. The aggression countries were held by other countries. And no one replied to call of Muslimin in Yemen. This is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Say that. If you hear the call of mu'minin and do not respond to this call, you would not consider as Muslim. And how about the Muslim country attack another country? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the Age. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj wal 'afiyata wan nasr waj'alna min ansarihi wa awanihi. Allahumma ihfir maraji'ana. Allahumma ihfir qa'idana. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ij'al waqib umurina khayra. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم.
امید قریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم، گرفتار گودال خونین دل افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا، پریشان دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق کسه بی کسی های شب های کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الامه، تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری، پس نگارا بفرما کجایی؟ 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد، دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.